Welcome to the PHP Serverless News Podcast with your host, Bob Bloom. A production of South LaSalle. Welcome to my 12th episode of PHP Serverless News, the new PHP installer for PHP extensions. Today is Tuesday, June 17th, 2025. PHP Serverless News is serverless news with a PHP point of view, with an eye on overall trends. This is your podcast host, with a cold, Bob Bloom. It is with deep gratitude that I express my thanks to my intrepid sponsors of my PHP serverless project, of which this podcast is a part of, Toga Erkan and Luke Galea. Links referenced in this episode are listed in my notes at phpserverlessnews.com, episode 12. You can listen to this podcast on my website via RSS on Spotify, Apple, and YouTube. I was thinking that this episode should have some, how do I put this, sexy PHP serverless news. The kind of news that you say, oh, I didn't know that. The kind of news that you say, oh, that is interesting. The kind of news that gets you to subscribe. The kind of news that excites potential sponsors. But when I listened to PHP Architect's latest video about the new PHP installer for extensions, or PI for short, it sounds like things are progressing to the point where it really is news. PHP internals is about as unexciting as it gets, and it feels like a stretch that PI pertains to PHP serverless. When it comes to getting it to PHP internals, I blame Lambda. Amazon Web Services decided not to make PHP a native Lambda language. That does not mean that PHP does not work with Lambda, because PHP most definitely does work with Lambda. It is just that AWS decided not to make PHP work with Lambda out of the box. To make PHP work with Lambda, you need a PHP runtime for Lambda. So you either use someone else's runtime or you cook up your own. I did both, and in cooking up my own runtime, I did something that I successfully avoided doing for 2 decades, compiling my own PHP binary. Thank you, Amazon. This business of getting it to PHP internals was, as it turned out, not a one-off experience. I am seeing PHP internals in what seems to be behind every corner of PHP serverless, which of course is an exaggeration, but maybe not as much as you might think. On the other hand, I would not argue with you if you told me that dealing with PHP extensions in the PHP serverless milieu is but a marginal concern. But there's something that is very interesting about the new PI, the PHP installer for extensions, Composer. There is an excellent blog post on the Zend website dated earlier this month. PHP installer for extensions, what to know before general release. I'm going to draw mostly from this post. In a nutshell, the current way PHP handles extensions is not only out of date, but kind of does not work anymore. This is a direct quote from the Zend article. The problem is that starting with PHP 8, PHP Pickle largely fails, emitting a ton of deprecation notices, and in later PHP 8 versions, a number of fatals. So the pressure is on to do something. PI is this response. Who is doing PI? PI is being developed under the umbrella of the PHP Foundation. The Zend article says that the current pre-release is version 0.12. I just checked GitHub, and they tagged version 0.13 last week. They are moving along. They hope for the stable release to happen by PHP 8.5's release this November, subject to the usual caveats. Composer is the definite inspiration for the new PI. PI comes in the form of a far file, pi.far. There is a pi.json file that has the look and feel of composer.json. Amazingly, just like Composer, there are ambitions to set PHP extensions per project. However, for now, it's just global. Pi does support multiple PHP versions. Just like with Composer, Pi-compatible PHP extensions are listed on Packagist. I do not know if it's possible to specify another location like you can do with Composer. What looks amazing is that Pi will read your composer.json to see if you required any PHP extensions. It will install those extensions. The Zend article says, Pi will try and install the PHP extensions listed in the composer.json's required section, so long as it can find a potential match via Packagist. For Pi to work in this scenario, you must have a composer.log file, meaning you must run composer install or composer update before invoking Pi. The Zend article continues by stating, the great part about this is that provisioning your application is now largely a matter of having PHP installed on your system with its development libraries, having Pi installed on the system, and running Pi install in the application directory to install required extensions. Thank you for listening to my 12th episode of my PHP Serverless News, the new PHP installer for PHP extensions. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.